Air quality scientists have measured high levels of a few pollutants known as air toxics in northern Utah's air. Now they want to step up the search for the source of those pollutants. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Federal regulators have a special category for hazardous air pollutants. And when scientists at the Division of Air Quality went looking a few years ago, they found a few of them at elevated levels in the Salt Lake Valley. Then last summer, they sampled more often at more locations and found some surprising trends. Most troubling were high levels of formaldehyde, a respiratory irritant that's thought to cause cancer. Utah State toxicologist Steve Packham says the health risk is practically insignificant. In fact, he's estimated that breathing formaldehyde continuously at these levels is like smoking a single cigarette every 46 years.
We're looking at something with a very, very high microscope. And the whole intent of doing that is we don't want anything to start to rise to a level where it could be a health problem.
That's why DAQ scientists are already planning to dig deeper into hazardous air pollutants next winter and summer. Dave McNeil's team at the DAQ is overseeing the study.
We are certain that there is a problem. We do not have a clue where it's coming from. And that's what we're going to spend this next year is identifying the source or sources.
Meanwhile, some observers want to see the DAQ start putting the results to use right away. Michelle Hoffman is a pediatrician and founder of the health advocacy group Breathe Utah.
These are carcinogens, the air toxics, and it's lifetime exposures that we base risk on. And anything we can do in our own activities to reduce our own exposures reduces that lifetime burden.
She'd like to see the DAQ coach vulnerable populations so that they minimize their risk from hazardous air pollutants, especially from big sources like highways and industrial plants. Judy Fays, KUER News.